Like, for instance, I would say, right now I see you, but yesterday I saw you. So the word changes from see to saw. I mean, this is really simplified for, I mean, I don't mean to insult you or anything by going through this, but...
past perfect.
Yeah, and, you know,
seeing, have seen.
Or go, went, have gone, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a little, just...
Well, you know, people without an education, they say, yeah. I seen and I taken. Those are the worst grammatical errors you can make.
Right.
I seen and I taken.
if we're talking about buying groceries, you might ask me, have the groceries been what yet?
Bought. That right. was Shirley.
And I might answer, yes, I bought the groceries yesterday.
Bought.
Right. And if we were talking about eating apples, you might ask me, have the apples been what already?
Eaten.
And I might...
Like this, my old girl used to go down to this house, and she would stay down there, and I'd call up the father, and I'd say, tell Louise to come on home. And he'd say, well, Miss Louise, she's done it.
Yeah.
She's done it.
Yeah.
He's the richest man in the county. Did everybody out of everything he could.
Yeah.
He couldn't read and write. But he's richest man in town. She's done it.
And yes, if we're talking about drinking coffee, you might ask me, drinking tea, have you what?
Drunk.
Vicar?
Drunk.
And then I might answer, yes, I what it just a few minutes ago.
Have drunk. Is that what you mean?
Mm-hmm. And if we're talking about climbing trees, you might ask me, has that tree ever been
climbed?
And I might answer, yes, a boy what it yesterday.
Climbed.
And if we were talking about doing some work, you might ask, has that work already been
done?
And I might answer, yes, they what it yesterday.
Was done. Well, now that's just a matter of knowing your English. I mean,
yeah.
That's not the... Are you looking for a localism or provincialism?
No, but this is like, as you say, some people, even who, no matter what, how rich they are, don't know the different forms.
Yeah, now this girl I used to play bridge with, she'd say, I've done bid, you know, and she was supposed to be well-educated, just probably colloquialism, something like that. But I don't think I've ever made a grammatical error in my life. You inherit things like that, don't you think so?
Oh, yeah.
And the northerners, they speak more correctly than southern people. Northerners.
Well, it's a matter of, it's just a matter of
what I think we get it from the Negroes. We have Negro nurses, you see.
Yeah,
and
right. Uh-huh.
Probably pick up things like that. But I don't think I've ever made a grammatical error. Well, I might have, but I don't think I... A cousin of mine told me, I asked him, how I like my book. He said, all right, but you made one or two grammatical errors. And I said, you're mistaken. I've never made a grammatical error like that.
Let's see. Has the work already been done? And I might answer, yes, they what it yesterday.
Did.
And we're talking about dragging a stump out of a field. You might ask, has that stump been what out yet?
I didn't hear the question.
Dragging a stump out of a field?
Dragged. Some people say drug, don't they?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But that's wrong.
And then I might answer, yes, we what it out yesterday.
Dragged.
And if we were talking about riding a horse, you might ask, has that horse ever been
ridden?
And I might answer, yes, someone
rode.
And if we're talking about ringing a bell, you could ask, has that bell ever been
wrong?
And I might tell you, yes, they what the bell yesterday.
Right.
And if we're talking about the rising of the sun,